Hair follicle drug test timeline. Hair follicle drug test can be conducted for many reasons. If you have been accused of some type of crime, have hired someone to work around your home, or even if you have a suspicion that your child is not who they say they are, it would be to your advantage to have a hair follicle drug test performed. Many times, hair follicle drug tests are performed after law enforcement comes to the scene of the occurrence and takes hair samples from the scene. This can give police detectives plenty of information about what took place at the time of the incident. In many cases, a hair follicle drug test can be conducted after a law enforcement agency has interviewed a person that is suspect of an alleged crime. Sometimes people will admit to wrongdoing after being advised by an officer that there is hair present. Even in these cases, sometimes an officer will take samples of hair from the suspect's hair follicles in order to obtain DNA testing from the sample. A hair follicle drug test can also be used in conjunction with a hair follicle hair analysis kit. These kits contain specialized in-home kits that can be used by anyone that is accused of any type of crime. The kits can also be used by private detectives and other professionals that do not work for law enforcement agencies. The hair follicle drug test timeline will go something like this. During the course of the testing, the suspect is asked questions pertaining to the time of day that he or she was in the presence of the suspected drug. Specifically, the suspect is asked to identify where, when, how much and what kind of substance was located in his or her possession at the time the incident took place. The answers to these questions will help the doctor to develop a hair follicle drug test timeline. Generally speaking, a hair follicle drug test will not be as accurate as a hair follicle hair sample. This is due to the fact that hair follicles are constantly growing. Therefore, even if a hair follicle drug test does produce evidence that drugs have been found in a person's hair sample, it is nearly impossible to determine what the drug actually is. This can be especially problematic in a case where drugs have been found on the hair and in a significant amount. The hair follicle drug test timeline will be very different than a hair follicle hair sample timeline. The process of obtaining a hair follicle drug test will typically begin with a routine background examination of the subject. At this point, the doctor will take a hair sample from the subject and perform a drug test on it. If the hair sample passes the drug test, it will be considered positive for the drugs in question. Once this process is complete, the hair follicle drug test timeline will be determined and the subject will be sent home to determine if treatment should be considered. A hair follicle drug test will generally only identify drugs that are present in a patient's hair. Most hair follicle tests will also look for other possible contaminants. Depending upon the type of hair follicle drug test being performed, this might include things like iron or cysts. It might also include things like pesticides or prescription medications. Depending upon the particular type of hair follicle drug test that is being performed, the process for getting a hair sample will often include an extra step. During the additional step, the doctor will be able to confirm whether or not the hair follicle drug test is positive. There are a few different methods that can be used to generate a hair follicle drug test from a hair sample. The most common and time-efficient method is to use a hair follicle drug test kit. These kits can be purchased from any drugstore. Another method of generating a hair follicle drug test from a hair sample is to perform a hair follicle panel test.